Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
So, sitting in class, we're back at Riverside.
Right.
Okay. So we're in the middle of talking about the monkey's paw.
Okay.
Alright. Now you have to realize we had those old wooden desks, where it was one piece, where you had the wooden thing, and it came down, and it was a wooden seat. And
sitting on,
old school desk. So we're in the middle of talking. We're breaking down characters, and right. And we get done. The teacher goes, well, does anybody have anything else to say about the father? Because we're talking about the father.
Right.
Right as he says that, I let out a large fart. To which my teacher looks at me and goes, Mr. Price, I don't think he was that bad.
That's great. Hey, wait a second.
Oh,
I think this thing's going.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that thing. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Kinky and the Geek.
Hi.
This is your talk show all about farting. Wait.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
An okay kink, but not what we're talking about tonight.
Not tonight. We may do an all fart cast later. Who knows? We run out of topics. Alright.
We'll find more. We always find more.
Yeah, that's the one thing we've been talking about a lot ever since the book came out.
50 Shades of Grey?
Yes. Since then, in our little hiatus, that the movie has finally come out, and we did wait. We were going to wait and talk about more about the movie.
And no, we have not gone and seen it.
Not seen the movie, although we do have a friend who has a new girlfriend, I guess. And I'd already talked about this because we were talking to her about it on the podcast. And she's
right.
The Jolly Pirate nickname.
Right.
We don't know about her what her normal is. I was thinking about calling her Trey.
Okay.
But since she's the third in the string of Gimpies.
Trey works.
Okay, so. Yes.
So, Gimpy's new girl.
Vanilla. Well.
Well. Yeah, I'd still call her Vanilla. She's starting to get that chocolate swirl in
there.
Yeah,
you've heard what she calls her husband, right?
Right.
Butter pecan. Which means a vanilla with just enough nuts to be interesting.
And he is. Oh, that 2-hour shift I did with him at Frolicon?
Right.
Interesting character. I like him.
Yeah, she said when you guys finally locked us in a room, which we'll talk about later. She said she had been up until 7 because he had done 4 glasses of, and he was drinking those out of those, I saw him drinking it, those glasses that kind of look like what you get Irish coffees in at restaurants,
yeah.
Filled with absinthe. And it was rather dark green.
Yeah. All I heard about was sleeping on the rack.
So, okay, as we digress.
Yeah.
Yes, every kinky person's favorite book series finally has come out with book one in movie
form.
Now, someone was saying they said it didn't do well.
I don't know, I didn't pay attention.
Well, it won its weekend.
Okay.
I'm looking at Box Office Mojo right now. And what's funny is they have it spelled, because I thought I put in 50, which is interesting, because if you put in 50 in IMDb, it immediately pops up, you just do the 5 and the O. But if you put it in Box Office Mojo,
you have to
type out 50.
Yeah.
So, and what's interesting is, yeah, there are a couple of here movies that kind of genre movies around to give you an idea of Box Office that they did compared to 50 Shades.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I already looked up on IMDb. It had an estimated budget about $40
million. Mm-hmm.
It's opening weekend, and this is U.S. I think these are only U.S. numbers. I haven't found international. It made $85 million opening weekend. So it doubled its budget. It had a very short run. It did drop off.
Yeah, it did seem to go away pretty quickly. I did notice that.
But then again, we've talked about this. That seems to be the nature of movies nowadays anyway.
Yeah.
Basically, movies in the theaters have become Yeah, what was it? Doc calls them two hour commercials for the DVD.
Unless they're doing gangbusters in the theater, and then sometimes they'll leave it longer because they're still
you have to do like Guardian, Dark Knight,
that kind of
Titanic kind of money. But yeah, it looks like at the end of its run total, which I think is what this number is. Let me go back to the top and find out. Total gross in the theaters, and again, I'm Pressburing, this is what's in the... This is just domestic. Grand total of $165,535,505. So almost about, $165.5 million.
Okay, then.
So someone didn't think they were going to do the sequels to it. But I don't know if that's going to be more word of mouth, because it, like I said, it dropped, but people were still going.
Yeah, I don't really know. I haven't heard anything.
And if it made any kind of money, this, you know, nowadays they're going to grasp on keeping it. And that's not going to include what it makes on DVD.
That's true.
Because you know there will be a lot of people who will run out and buy it, too. Mm-hmm. Not to mention whatever will make Redbox and all that kind of thing once it hits.
Because there'll be people that'll be like, I need to have this in my collection.
Right. What's been interesting is we've met someone. Again, Trey.
Trey, mm-hmm.
Whose only experience with the BDSM world up to the point where she has now
was
50 Shades of Grey. Is why Gimpy ended up going with her to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And because he wanted to know exactly where he stood with teaching her all about this.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, it's a lot of misconceptions on a whole lot of no consent. Considering I've learned some stuff, like at one point he buys her a car strictly because it has GPS in it so he can track her
wherever we go. That.
And he puts a lot of pressure on her to sign this...
The contract.
The contract, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember if I made it that far in the book or not when I was reading it.
But yeah, so it's... I was never really hearing a whole lot of what people were upset about it. Now that I've, once finally finding someone who's either... I think someone said basically the sex scenes were written, like, I think it was Aaron Fever's girlfriend was the one that said that it was written, like, someone who had never had sex wrote sex scenes.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. From what I did read, it was like, really?
Yeah. So and again, we've talked about this, and I am of the other thing that if it gets someone like a Trey who gets at least interested into it, and finds someone who is willing to teach her the correct way, because I think all of us are actually kind of. Because I know there was one party where the nipple clamps got passed around, and Kinkerbell was taking some time sitting there and talking to her because Gimpy had the things on, and she was sitting there talking to Trey, talking about her. And she did accompany us to Frolicon.
Yes, she did, and she seemed to have a really good time.
Yep, she went. In fact, you know what? Let's go ahead and go in.
Let's just go ahead and go into Frolicon because we're a few days out from it now.
Yep. Frolicon 2015, I would say, was a rousing success.
Oh, yes.
Finally got to go to the Spanking 101 part panel, although I kept kind of falling asleep. But I did catch some stuff.
It seemed different from the last Spanking 101 class I went to. Well, but I think this one was specifically bare hand.
Well, I think 101 is supposed to be...
the last time I went to a 101 class, they went from bare hand to paddled. And, they tried... but different teachers, different...
Right.
Different class.
Well, this is a guy who seems to do... He seems to really know what he's doing. It was a really... It was an interesting class. My thing is just... I don't know. If I don't get enough coffee in the morning, I tend not to
function
well, and
yeah,
I ain't even bought a Coke, but that's just not the. It was early, my name was it was 11:30 class.
Yeah, it was an early class.
We had been up, not, we weren't up late, and honestly, I didn't.
We didn't stay up late the night before at all. We really weren't, we did, really didn't do much drinking till Saturday.
No.
But.
Yeah, I found out the hard way on Saturday night not to go from zero to drunk as fast, because I ended up throwing up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why I didn't come to bed right away.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I honestly, usually when I do a lot of drinking, I remember everything. I kind of don't remember once we got back to the room and I started settling in. It's kind of a blur.
No, I remember. I could tell you exactly probably what did it to me. Well, not only did we go from zero to drunk very quickly.
Yeah.
That was drinking regular stuff on top of absinthe.
Yeah, I only had a few sips of absinthe. And
I need to get to the point where I'm going to do absinthe. That's going to be the only drink I do for the night.
Yeah, absinthe is such a different kind of... Is it such a different kind of drunk? I don't know if it really mixes well with other things.
Right.
I mean, a little bit will be okay, but if you do more than like a few sips here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else did we do? The thing we've really gotten into now. As I look at my arm, and we went to the liquid nitrogen class, and I have to say that was a rather interesting class because of science.
Very much science.
I know I've enjoyed. That's one of the reasons why I like playing with a violet wand. Is part of it is that it's sexual
science.
Sexual science. Yes, using a scientific tool or quackery tool when it comes to the thing.
True.
Into sex.
Mm-hmm. And I think I would be kind of interested in trying out a TENS unit too, because you know, I was telling you in the dealer's room after we went by that table, you know, it reminded me of the nerve connectivity test that I had done on my feet, and you know, the nurse kept telling me, "I know this is gonna hurt, just grin and bear it." And it's going through me, and I'm going, this doesn't hurt the bad way. So, yeah, and then writing that down, and I'm like, it's that feeling again. I kind of liked this before.
I think the only thing that scares me about using TENS units is the fact that it goes deep in, yeah. And you really have to worry about crossing the heart.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying I'm curious.
Right.
I'm allowed my curiosity.
Oh, yes, you are. Everyone's allowed their curiosities. But no, if I wasn't so self-conscious about the way I look naked, mm-hmm. I would actually think about trying a ghost punch just to see what it was like, which is basically they take they were taking cups of McDonald's teacups, basically the large sweet teacups from McDonald's, filling up with liquid nitrogen. Thank you.
And yeah, you don't want to be throwing nitroglycerin.
Because boom, yes, boom. I know.
Bad science.
But basically, it basically throws at you and like hits you. It's supposed to be an interesting kind of sensation and cooling, and then all of a sudden it's just gone.
Yeah.
And they were doing that. They were doing three things in the panel after the talking. They were doing the ghost punch. They were freezing roses and whacking each other with them.
Which looked fun, too.
Yeah, we could do that next time, too, if you want to
go to the class again.
And they were also doing cold branding with the liquid nitrogen. And we have both been branded. We may put pictures up on the WordPress of it. She got a heart over one of her breasts.
Yes,
well, hi. On her wrist, not like it's like you're going to see. Like, yeah, don't get too excited, perverts.
Yeah.
And I got mine on my right arm, right under my Celtic cross.
It was a spot I'd been thinking about doing something with, and this is potentially temporary, although if it decides to scar up and become permanent, I don't mind, because I like it.
Yeah, they said that basically I think Attila said that hers lasted, 3 months?
Something like that.
And they said that depending on your pigment, it could last a month, And the longest that he knew of is he branded a girl of Latin descent
with a darker pigment,
and her brand lasted, what he said, 3 years?
Something like that.
So,
and I may be pale, but I do tend to scar somewhat. I've got scars that are
yeah, paper but you thin. Don't bruise, which fuck. Although, Frolicon has, as we've told you before, has the Friday night party. I mean, the Saturday night parties, and each party usually has a theme. Well, they had one of the Littles groups was throwing a
well, they had a suite going the entire weekend.
Well, see, I didn't know that because we could have gone up and checked out.
Oh, yeah,
out,
the suite was, there was different things going on in that suite all weekend.
See, and that's when we asked when we were going about parties on Friday night, and you said nothing.
Oh, there wasn't a party in there that night. The only party they had was the school party, which was Saturday.
So they weren't
night.
Doing like Duckstock, where they basically had an open suite all weekend long.
Well, there was an open suite all weekend, but like I said, there were different activities going in there. There was like, I think there was story time. I'd have to look back at the list, that was the only actual like party they had going. But anyway, Saturday night.
Yes.
In there.
So they had it was a Saturday school detention calling it.
Saturday school detention.
And you go in and you picked a role, which could be either a student
or a professor.
Well, I actually still have. I put on the sticker that said
visiting
professor, but I actually still have a sticker from the party that says professor.
Ah. Cool.
So.
And if y'all can't guess, professor over there, student sitting right here.
Right. And what they did is they gave you detention slips.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a list. There was a list on one wall that gave you what got you detention and how many, what got you demerits and how many demerits you got for it.
Including a provision of professor's choice.
Right. And then they had another list was what you basically had punishment and how much got used.
Depending
per
on
how many
demerits
you had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did have a dunce cap, and then how many demerits determined how long you
right.
wore the dunce cap. And
they had a bad girl and bad boy signs that had different times. How many strokes you got.
As a spanking, yeah.
And, yeah. Took me a few days to recover from that.
Yes, because we've talked about that you don't really...
What?
That you don't really bruise much.
Yeah.
She doesn't red. She reddens. I think we.
Okay. I bruise pretty well, unless I'm trying to get a bruise.
Yes, this is true, yeah.
Because I have nice. I still have a few bruises from the chair dancing class I took.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying for anything there.
Right. And, there was a girl, what was. Jinxie, I think is what her nickname was. The lady that me and Demon were talking to on Friday afternoon, and you met her Saturday.
The ones that came up to us
mm-hmm. outside that and ended up going outside to the smoking deck. Her husband says that she has an unmarkable ass.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does take forever to mark. Or it's very hard to mark. And
yeah.
Yours is almost the same way. It might redden.
I can get a nice reddening, but
and then it will disappear, I mean, almost immediately.
Yeah. So.
But the fact that you still, but come Monday morning, we're still kind of sore from Saturday night spanking makes me, I think that's one of the things that kept me from dealing with Condrop. Was one looking down at the, you know, having the the mark, and then knowing waking up Monday morning and you can't sit right, actually made me very happy.
Actually, I kind of think it helped with mine too. I don't think I've had any condrop
mm-hmm.
yet,
and
at this point, it may not come.
And for those who aren't familiar, I don't know what we thought. Condrop is. Basically, a depressed feeling you get after leaving a convention. It's that whole you get the convention built up a couple of weeks. You get built up, built up, built up, And you finally get there, and you're having all this fun, and you're seeing all these people. And then Sunday or Monday comes around, and you're now back in the really real world. And you basically just sit there and go, huh. Well, wait, I was having so much fun yesterday. Or, well, and it can get bad. I want to say it's on par of what people what's known as sub drop.
That's what I was going to say.
But yeah, Condrop, and I've missed Concred.
Yeah, because I think whatever I've got is pollen related.
Yes, this is, if people have ever really wondered why the South is so nutty, you need to come spend a spring down here. Basically, late March, early April.
Because the temperature goes from...
You can go from what could be a mild winter to a mild summer. With it, which is what we're dealing with. I think this weekend it didn't get any higher than what, the 60s?
And today it was the 80s.
80s, yeah.
And
we've got more storms coming in by the end of the week.
I think I've got a video I'm going to put up that from one of my friends put up on Facebook. Basically of a pine tree getting cut down over in Johns Creek.
Yeah.
And the cloud coming off of it as it falls. For anybody who doesn't know the pollen we get down here. And unfortunately, I have allergies.
And that's the bad thing about pollen. If you look at a pollen count, it's what, 100, 100 and something is considered high.
And we get into
you can get an average pollen count day in the South is in the thousands.
Yeah. And it's been steadily getting bad. I mean, everything is yellowish green right now.
See, the thing is, it's not the yellow ones. It's the yellow stuff that gets you. It's the stuff you can't see.
But the stuff you can't see tends to come with the yellow stuff. The yellow stuff is an indicator.
So what else? Well, Frozen, yeah, you went to a lap dancing class.
Yes, I did. And I even got a compliment the next day from someone who had been watching that said, I didn't realize you could get your legs that hard, that spread that much. How do you do it? So that made me really feel good because I didn't think I was doing so well, but apparently I impressed someone. So
it's really interesting when it comes to Frolicon because I've been watching, reading FetLife and stuff. I see all these people making, you know, adding people to friends lists and all this kind of stuff, and realizing. I don't think I got anybody's FetLife name. I don't think we talked to a lot of people.
I mean, there was a guy that we met that we saw in the dealer's room on Sunday that, you know, told us to look him up.
And well, I haven't done that yet.
Haven't done it yet, but, you know, he's mutual friend with another friend, so. I want to say through Attila.
No. Well, I think it's both Attila and Gimpy.
Attila and Gimpy.
Yeah.
I knew for sure I could go through hers.
I bet you any amount of money it's probably a Stone Super or something like that.
Actually, I think she worked with him this Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were elves together.
Yeah, they were elves together. And what else were we that we again went to the Lefty LaBlue, but you went with me.
I went with you because I was curious, and I'm really glad I went. That was a very interesting
thing. Yeah, they did a thing because, we're going to say, since Mr. LaBlue was actually getting married.
Yes, he is.
He wanted to do, which we congratulate him and his very lovely fiance.
Very lovely fiance.
That they were actually working on, instead of Dressing to the Nines, which was last year's class, they were talking more along the lines of what is known as business casual, because that's something he doesn't really know about, but wanted to know, because,
his
line of work, he basically, he's yeah, he's a blue collar professional.
Yes.
To where, you know, he's normally Dickies and a shirt.
Right.
And then when he's running around doing normal stuff, he's he's Lefty LaBlue.
Blue, yeah.
Yeah, it is one of those. It was an interesting little panel talking about all that stuff and learning from everybody. And what else did we go through? Of course, we Big Mamas.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a fantastic show again.
Fantastic show. I still get chills thinking about Tora Torrid's performance.
Oh, God, yes. She didn't do the traditional strip. She did Basically, it was an old school fan dance.
I love fan dances. So, and that one just, it was, oh, there was so much heart and feeling in that one.
Again, we didn't get a lot of play time except for during the Sunday school thing with the spanking. But it was obviously memorable since you couldn't sit down. did get a couple of new toys.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the name of that one guy. We basically got a leather slapper that was studded and has a heart cut out of the hole. Uh-huh. That looks like very stiff. Very, very. You use that after the ass has been warmed up.
Yeah, haven't tried that one yet.
And then, as I have in my hand right now, is a wooden paddle.
Mm-hmm.
That has had holes drilled into it and is wrapped in copper wire.
Yep.
Which we are going to have to test out at some point.
Soon. Very soon. But I'm intrigued by this item and.
It's a dual sensation, violent wand toy.
Mm-hmm.
Little pricey, but it's got a shitload of copper on it.
That's true.
And copper is rather expensive right now. Hence the reason why people will break into houses and steal the wiring when they're.
Mm-hmm.
And then on a personal note, should I go through the whole story?
Sure, why not?
We have a friend, Miss Minx,
mm-hmm.
that we had started flirting with. Well, we met her a long time ago.
Yeah.
Just kind of were in passing. We're friends on FetLife. And we started, I don't know what started the flirting, but we started flirting.
Yeah.
And at one point at last year's Anacricon,
yeah.
I walked her back to her room, and we ended up spending a long time making out.
Mm-hmm.
Standing in since her room was, we started making out by the door, but we realized we might need to find some place a little bit more private. But she didn't have permission of the roommates to bring anybody in yet, so
yeah.
We went across the hall to the emergency stairwell. And then from every other con we've been together, we've been trying to hook up. We started at Chatticon last year.
Yeah.
That started making, but Anacricon was the first time we actually had like a long, drawn out make out. If we had privacy, we might have gone a little further.
Yeah.
Because she very much must have voice consent from the significant other because she did run into someone.
Yeah.
Who said he had consent and found out there was no consent at all. And he was cheating, basically.
Anyway.
This year's Frolicon comes and goes. Well, Chatticon, we try to do something, but she's on a limited time schedule because when she shows up on Friday, she's on someone else's time schedule. And when we finally get to see her, has to go because he's ready to go.
Right.
And then she's there the next day, but she's spending all in the art room because she's trying to sell hop. These hat boxes of hers. So we don't get to see much of her.
Yeah.
And this year's Anacricon
comes along. Yeah.
It's what? Saturday? Saturday morning. You've already gone off because I woke up late.
And I've decided to go off and do some panels by myself because I'm getting braver like that.
Yeah. And I think I just got out of the shower and was going to get ready. So mm-hmm. We are down here in the south. And I get a text from saying, hey, I was getting ready to get dressed. And I thought, hey, why don't I text you, see if we can. And we basically come up with a decision. She's one floor above us.
Right.
Take whatever I'm going to wear that day, which is going to be an all-day thing for me anyway. Go up. Have some fun with me. Get some, and go on and get dressed and, enjoy the rest of the convention. Well, we're having our fun, and it gets to that point where we want to put, tab A into slot B.
Yeah.
She has a specific, she has to use unlubricated condoms and silicone lube. Because the water base actually will give her... She's allergic.
Got a sensitivity.
Yeah, a sensitivity to the water base.
Some people do. Yeah.
So she gets up, and she starts digging in all her stuff. And digging in all her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And digging in all her stuff. To where she has realized, oh, that was the bag that I left in the middle of the bed.
At home.
At home. In fact, I think she had said she had got a call from the, or a text from the husband asking if this was for him.
Yeah, she had.
And she didn't put two and two together until we were at that point, and well, we
that was, yeah.
We did some stuff and then finished up and got dressed and went on our merry way.
Right.
Which then proceeded to you. Because Attila kept getting on to me. Well, you could have got a hold of me. He's like, no, you had lost your phone. There was no way of getting a hold of you.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting on
yeah.
my worksman's kilt with a full heart on. That hurts.
Yes. So, but anyway, you told me and her about what it was, and we came up with a plan that come Frolicon, we were going to lock the two of you in a room together with supplies until you were done. Well.
No, was it Saturday afternoon came along?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday evening. Your long shift, because you're working native guides again.
Oh, boy, am I.
Lucked out. I don't know where Attila was, and Gimpy and Trey were off at dinner.
Right.
And I made sure to text him once I got a text from her saying, are you busy? Or, no, she said, should I come up?
Well, wait, Saturday, should she come up?
Yeah, she said, should I come up? That's what
I
she
signed
me.
Her off of her shift and told her to get her butt upstairs.
I think she was making sure that I was alone.
Okay, yeah. No, I signed her off and I told her to get herself upstairs. So, we didn't get to lock you in the room, but there was time made.
Yes. Which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She even opened her bag and showed me that she had her stuff before she went.
Well, I had to make sure I had to call text Gimpy and make sure he stayed away from the room for a little bit. And his response was wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and say no more.
Yeah, he understands.
Yes. Which is funny because we used to have a rule. There was no sex in the hotel rooms.
Yeah, well.
But that was because we had a couple. The very first Phantasm we went to, two of the roommates was a couple that could get no time alone together.
So they...
They spent every time they could in that room. Which is also where he got his hole.
Yes.
But yeah, overall, I have to say, and then of course, you know, next day we went and had our pho.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Sunday we had our pho and con review, and wait, now it's that long wait for Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Although I think I was thinking of at least going at least a Saturday to Poly Weekend, to Atlanta Poly Weekend.
Sounds like a good idea.
Which is sometime in June.
That would be nice.
Again, yes, we will talk about it here because that's what we do.
That's what we tend to do, though. You know, sometimes with a new con, we'll go spend a Saturday there. See,
yeah, because that's what we did with the
Just get a feel for it.
I think that's what we did with an AcroCon.
So we did with an AcroCon, and now it's made regular rotation.
Which actually, if you think about it, out of our regular rotation, that's the only one we've done because you got dragged to Chattacon with us. We had already been to Chattacon several times.
Well, you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you hadn't been in a while.
I hadn't been in a while, but still it was a con we had already been to.
True.
That's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't say drag, because I went very willingly.
And then,
That was our first out-of-state trip.
It wasn't our first con, but it was our first out-of-state trip.
Yep.
Because you had spent the weekend with me at, our first weekend together was Dragon.
Yep, our first Dragon Con together. First time we ever got to sleep a full night in the bed together.
Night in the same bed, yeah.
Yeah. Which would have been the night before Con, but my dad was being a...
Yeah.
Dad. So, and I was still living at home. There were
There were rules to be followed. But yeah, so much fun. I've decided that if they do the liquid nitrogen stuff again, I will get branding. Will probably be, which is really weird, because I'm not. I see myself as a top. I'm the one, you know, and a budding sadist, someone who enjoys being the person giving instead of receiving. But there's something very,
I don't know. It for me, it almost kind of reminds me of like a tattoo kind of thing, though.
Right. I mean, it is a tattoo type thing, but I think there's something, and I really wish I could explain it more. And if I could remember, there's a great bit in a movie called Strangeland, which was a horror movie that starred Dee Snider as this guy named Captain Howdy, who was basically like to ritualistically pierce people as part of their basically torturing them type thing.
Okay.
And there's an entire speech. I think I'll find it. I want to see if the quote's on IMDb under it, talking about how nowadays there are no rituals anymore when it comes to growing up. You know, it used to be, you got to a certain age, they gave you a stick, you went and hunted something. Yeah. Or they branded you, or they pierced you with something. Or, you know,
there's
always been, in every society, there's been some form of ritual to take you from childhood to manhood. And that we don't have that anymore. And that is one of the reasons why we tend to...
I mean, there's still some things, like some girls still have sweet 16s or
quinceañeras.
Right, but that's not exactly the same thing.
Right, or bat mitzvahs. And bat mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs?
I don't know.
It's the male and the female, as you see.
Yeah,
they're
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But yeah, there just doesn't seem to be the rituals anymore. And there's the branding feels almost primal.
A little.
Especially considering you're the one that branded me. I mean, she set it all up and handed it to me.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing with you. That seemed to be what they were doing, is that she wasn't branding the people. She was handing it to the person who was going to who was going to do the branding and that. So, again, and also I think that's another thing. It's almost intimate in a way, too.
Yeah, there was that to it.
Because I basically got to mark you, and you got to mark me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we didn't get the same mark, because I got the infinity symbol, and you got the heart.
This cute little heart.
Which has now made me want to take something and do something tattoo-wise with the infinity symbol. Okay, well, now is part of the show that we've decided to start reviewing stuff as part of the show. Mainly because of one thing, and that was... being surprised with a certain movie.
Yeah.
Flipping around channels one day, and we have HBO, and 9 times out of 10, the only reason HBO is getting turned on is because of Game of Thrones. Well,
yeah.
When True Blood was on, it was True Blood, but it was mainly Game of Thrones now. I think I was watching something, catching the end of something, and, we were watching what's his face? The Bill Maher Show.
Yeah.
A rerun of the Bill Maher Show, and came across what was coming up next was Blended.
It was those movies we'd seen.
You've seen the commercials for, and the thing is every other Adam Sandler movie since Grown Ups, I've looked at and said, just from the trailers, no. Jack and Jill look stupid. That's My Boy looked like a fucking train wreck. And Grown Ups 2 just seemed like Grown Ups 1 again.
Yeah.
But add Shaq. So I was like, and then we see the commercials for Blended, and now it's kind of like, Even though I did enjoy Wedding Singer, and I did enjoy 50 First Dates, which was the two Adam Sandler movies he had done before with Drew Barrymore. So I was like, you know what? Fine. You know what? I've got to get to the point where I need to stop sticking my nose up with stuff just because of the way I feel about certain things. Check it out first, then make comments about it.
Yeah, and it was on, and we weren't really watching anything else, and I had to go fix dinner.
Right.
So we were like, yeah, we'll just let it roll.
So this is 2014 blended. It's Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore are basically two single parents. Drew Barrymore is a divorcee
with two boys.
Adam Sandler is a widower with three girls. And they go on a first date.
It was a blind date.
You know, first blind date, which goes horribly.
Yeah.
From both, and it's actually both of them.
Both of them. It was just one thing after another.
Just a horrible date. They don't seem compatible at all. Well, they keep running, the movie keeps going as they keep running into each other. They do have, you do find out at one point they have a common thread. It seems that Drew Barrymore's friend and business partner is dating the owner of the Dick's that Adam works at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the course of this movie, basically what happens is the two people that give them connection end up having a fight after he's bought this weekend. It's spring break. He's bought this weekend. She found out this is because he's got kids. He wants to introduce his girlfriend to so he's got this weekend planned with her and the kids and all that. It's an African adventure where both Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler then call the people that they know and try to buy it off the person. Well, little do they know, each of them do it, and both of them get there. And you find out what it is this African resort has a special weekend called the Blending Weekend. Which is where families of, you know, two different families, you know, step-parents and step-children, you know, same-sex couples, all these different things that are coming together and help them come together and merge as one, you know, as one big, blend as one big family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on from there. Okay, it breaks no new ground. It's a romantic comedy. It's all the same tropes. But Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore are very likable together.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are hilarious.
Oh, the kids are great.
Some of the side characters I could have done without.
They weren't so bad.
I think the one I'm thinking about is the guy and his new wife and his son, the one that keep making out at the table.
Yeah, but they were kind of that over the top comic relief. Important for the son.
They were important for the son. You had to have the son part before, because Adam Sandler's daughters are like what are 14, 12, and 6,
something like that.
The youngest is 6. So you know the thing that made the movie for me though. is Terry Crews and the South African, because it's supposed to be set in South Africa.
Yes.
And the resort has this South African singing group, you know, think Graceland, you know,
yeah,
the thing with Terry Crews as their lead singer. And this group fucking pops up
everywhere.
And it's Terry Crews just being his silliest. It's very cute. Again, it is a romantic issue. It's your average romantic comedy. There are a couple of things that I think work for it. The use of the different songs when the oldest daughter gets made up. Because normally you'll have like one song when she comes into the room. Mm. And as she does the whole slow-mo, the first time you see her since the makeover, the slow motion walk into the room as everybody sees her. Well, in this one, they have three different views using three different songs. And it's hilarious.
Yes.
It's one of the best parts of the movie because they do it twice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene where Drew Barrymore finds out they have what they refer to earlier in the movie as this MILF dress.
Yeah.
That she comes waltzing in and then doing the same reaction. It's not a movie that needs to be, that need to do a sequel.
No. It's good
but
as
it was.
But
it was good as
it
is.
A fun little
I would get out of five, I'd give it at least a 3. It was, I may not watch it again, but it was worth the watch.
Well, I mean, if there were nothing else on TV or something, I would put it on and let it roll again.
Yeah.
You know? Kind
of
like that.
There were a couple. There were one scene, like the special kid which was actually the guy who also plays. He's done a few roles in Adam Sandler movies. It's one of those ones. He's the best friend in The Wedding Singer.
Oh yeah.
He's Little Nicky's roommate and Little Nicky, but he's playing this like random special needs kid. Called, I'm Jimmy, and he's standing there with a helmet on talking to the lady at the counter for some reason. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things like there was absolutely no reason for that.
Other than to put him in the movie.
Put it in the movie, yeah. Jack is funny for his thing.
Oh,
especially
yes.
When he starts doing that little belly dance he does.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it's a cute movie. It's worth 117 minutes.
If you're looking for something light, I'd recommend it. Sure.
Oh, yeah. The other one now is our Netflix show that we ended up burning through in 2 days.
Yes, we did, because we kind of had trouble putting it down.
It's a new one. I'm trying to see when that actually premiered. It doesn't say.
Recently. It was
very
It
came out
recently.
This year.
Yeah.
2015. It is a show called The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Kimmy.
It is about this young lady who you see in the beginning of the thing is rescued from a doomsday cult that basically seems like it's a cross between the three girls that were arrested in were rescued in Cleveland.
Yeah,
and the weird Mormon cult that got busted down in Texas.
Right.
She decides to stay in New York City after they do one of these, tour things.
Good Morning America.
No, it was Today Show.
Or the Today Show.
She decides to stay in New York after the Today Show because she doesn't want to be known only as the Indiana Mole Women.
Yeah.
So this is the girl that got captured at, 15?
14.
14 in middle school. So all her references are like 2000 or from like
late 90s, early
2000s. Like, there's this great scene where she's walking down the street, and she looks into the window at the Chanel store, and she sees the outfit, goes in, and comes out with light-up sneakers.
Yep.
The lead character is from, Ellie Kepner? People who watch the Office, that's where she came from.
Yeah.
It's got Jane Kowalski from Ally McBeal and 30 Rock as this over-the-top second wife, rich wife, just completely out of it. Titus Burgess, which I need to look up and see what else he's done, who is Kimmy's roommate.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
And Carol Kane, who is the landlord of the building she lives in. And they've got some great cameos. It's created by Tina Fey. It is an what's funny is if you just say the description of the show, you think, oh, this is going to be kind of dark, isn't it?
But it's not.
Because you think about it, it's a woman who was rescued from a doomsday cult. Okay, this is the way you could describe the show.
Mm-hmm.
Woman rescued from doomsday cult works to get her life back afterwards. Does that scream comedy?
No, it doesn't. But
yes, but it is hilarious. Some of the things like where Titus goes out for because there's been a huge accident at Spider-Man 2, too many Spider-Men on Broadway, and him in the rig. The minute he goes, my balls. and it's kind of sweet. The guy that comes out at the end, who is the cult leader.
Mm-hmm.
There is supposed to be a season two.
Yeah.
It's 13 episodes. I think the first few episodes are a little shorter than what you would normally get.
But they're all
but
about
because
20-something minutes.
Yeah, because I think they were originally, this may have been one of those shows they shot initially, maybe go on NBC.
Yeah, and then...
And it didn't go, so Netflix picked it up, so that's how we got it. Yeah, it doesn't take long to burn through. You can easily burn through. It's one of those things where you could be done with like five of them and not even really know it and be, you know, laughing your ass off.
Right.
So, yeah, again, I think we ended up giving it, what, 4 out of 5?
I think we did, yeah.
Well, once we got done with it, it is hilarious. We've got a few more that we're working on right now that will be on on upcoming episodes. In fact, one of the things we're getting ready to do once we're done recording is we're going to start watch part two of Prohibition by Ken Burns, which so far you can sum up episode one in we've been in each other's business for way goddamn too long.
When are we ever going to learn?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's about it. Hopefully we will talk more. We do have some past stuff we would bring up that's happened, you know, since we've last recorded. I don't know what happened to the Chattacon Way Homer, but then again,
it didn't record properly.
It didn't.
Because
I know it was kind of short.
Too much
road noise. Yeah, and which would have been our first guest in a while too.
Yeah, the road noise kind of drowned things out.
Right. So. Oh yeah, and then there's it sounded like we may get invited to do some stuff at Frolicon.
Possibly, because they're trying to do
the geek track. And the lady who was, when we started talking about podcasting, that was something she was interested in starting doing, even though I started a fight. That may be something we talk about on another issue. Well, they got a few comic book things to talk about that have come up. I've got some things to do, but since she's getting around, I need to wrap up. Again, if you want to get a hold of us, tell us yay, we're back. Boo, you showed back up. Get the fuck off the podcast feed. You can get a hold of us, as always, is kinkingthegeek@gmail. There's the WordPress, which hopefully we'll start using a lot more. There's kinkingthegeek at FetLife.
Mm-hmm.
Kinkingthegeek on Twitter, where you can also find me, the Mighty Bill, which is just Mighty Bill. And
Kicking the Geek on Facebook.
Yep, we every once in a while we'll get a jump on. Again, we haven't done much with it just recently, but hopefully that will change.
Your YouTube channel, though.
I would like. Yeah, well, we got too excited the last couple times we've done the Loot Crate. When the Loot Crate's come in, I just didn't want to deal with trying to box it up.
Record it.
But I am thinking about doing a segment on YouTube where it would just me behind the bar and call it like bar talk or something and talk about an issue that we may not talk about on Kinky and the Geek on the podcast.
Yeah, we talked about this.
We've talked about that. In fact, I think we may start recording from the bar area, you know, going up and sitting there and making it an actual, giving us a space to sit.
Well, we've got those nice bar stools, so...
Well, I probably will stand behind the bar and basically put this between us.
No, I will sit.
Right.
Because standing bad.
We're trying to get into a ritual, is basically what it is. Because there have been a couple of things just recently that have made us go, you know what? We really should get back into podcasting. We enjoy it. We've been letting our lazy get a hold of us.
Let our lazy, and I think I overthink it trying to come up with topics.
Right.
And I need to stop overthinking things. So.
All right, now. So, and with the being bathed to death portion being over.
Yeah. With somebody's tongue.
As we say normally on Kinky and the Geek, be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.